Good morning and welcome, everyone. This is an open meeting of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board on November 25, 2008. We welcome those of you who have joined us today in person or listening to the webcast of this meeting. Today, the board will consider a recommendation to approve PCAOB's 2009 budget in accordance with Section 109B of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Before we proceed with the agenda, I will note for the record that all board members are present. The purpose of our meeting today is to approve the PCAOB's budget for calendar year 2009. For the past 12 months, the markets have grappled with a number of complex accounting issues that, in turn, have raised audit challenges. Added to that, the final report of the Treasury Advisory Committee on the auditing profession contains 16 recommendations specifically directed to the PCAOB, as well as other recommendations that could impact this. In the 2 years that I've been chairman of the PCAOB, I have seen our programs continue to mature and reach new levels of effectiveness and efficiency. Yet I'm sure that we are all aware that additional challenges lay ahead. We are committed to fulfilling our mandate to protect the interests of investors, and we will continue to adjust our programs to more effectively assess whether public accounting firms are able to, and are, performing high-quality audits even when the most complex accounting issues are involved. During 2008, the PCAOB made significant progress in standard setting, including proposing 7 new risk standard assessment standards that would replace a number of the interim standards, and proposing a new standard on engagement quality reviews. Looking forward, the PCAOB has a number of important standard-setting initiatives before us, which were shared with the public during our most recent meeting with the PCAOB's Standing Advisory Group. We have a significant role to play with other standard setters domestically and internationally to eliminate unnecessary differences and assure quality audit standards are appropriately robust and consistent across markets. The PCAOB also needs to continue to work with non-U.S. audit regulators to promote consistent, independent, and effective oversight regimes, and to coordinate our inspections of non-U.S. firms. This is an important and challenging area of the PCAOB's work. With respect to inspections more broadly, our Division of Inspections and Office of Research and Analysis are working more closely than ever to enhance our risk assessment techniques so that our inspections target the highest risk audits and therefore are more effective. With over 10,000 issuers, it is critical that we have a risk-based approach for selecting a registered firm's audits for review when we go into the field. Current market conditions suggest that our inspectors may be dealing with even more complex issues next year when they review 2008 audits. Moreover, we plan to continue to push firms to continuously improve their quality controls and risk management programs in order to assure that they perform the highest quality audits. During 2009, we intend to perform an annual inspection of the 11 largest accounting firms, plus about 200 domestic firms that are on a 3-year cycle. International inspections form a large component of these inspections. More than 100 foreign inspections are planned for next year, and our preference remains to perform inspections jointly with the home country audit regulator, where there is one. Performing foreign inspections within our inspection frequency mandates is extremely challenging, given the complexities involved in performing work abroad. However, having addressed these issues with our inspections leadership, I'm comfortable that the budget will allow our inspections program to perform sufficient work to fulfill our investor protection mandate. This budget also continues to fund a robust enforcement program to assure that when we find a serious violation of PCAOB standards or violation of the securities laws, we can pursue an action in an effective and efficient manner. The board plans to continue sharing key findings and observations derived from our inspection program with registered accounting firms of all sizes, the public, and other interested parties, and to continue to seek input from those parties about our standard setting and other activities. In particular, we plan to continue our forums on auditing in the small business environment which we have found is an effective way to communicate with smaller firms and issuers, as well as develop and publish thematic reports on select inspection areas. At $157.6 million, I believe this budget allows the PCAOB to respond to these challenges and to assure that our standard setting, inspection, and enforcement programs are sufficiently robust. This budget reflects an intensive review of the PCAOB's 2008 expenditures to date and a careful projection of its funding needs for 2009. We expect that 2009 will be an exceptionally busy year for all our program areas. Toward that end, our 2009 budget is strategically aligned with and supports fulfillment of our statutory mandates. Those statutory mandates, as well as our commitment to operate efficiently, effectively, and with the greatest integrity, form the basis for our multi-year strategic plan, which now contains measurable performance indicators. The board is highly conscious that our mission is supported by public issuers and, in turn, by their shareholders. Accordingly, in developing our budget for 2009, we have been careful to assure that the amount is conservative and reflects the board's commitment to efficiency and stewardship. Throughout the planning process, the board complied with the provisions of the SEC budget rule for the PCAOB and devoted considerable resources to discussing program and funding issues in depth with the SEC staff. We have benefited from their views during the budget process. The PCAOB's 2009 budget is $157.6 million, is approximately $12 million over the amount provided by the SEC for 2008. Over 70% of the budget is appropriately related to personnel, and approximately one-half of the PCAOB's headcount is devoted to its inspection program. It is critically important that we staff our programs with highly skilled and experienced professionals who are capable of exercising good judgment and can recognize issues and practices that could lead to financial reporting and auditing failures. During 2009, we plan to emphasize hiring in our key program areas while cutting back in our support offices and streamlining our technology platforms. With respect to technology, our budget is effectively flat next year, yet we plan to have a new registration and annual reporting system in place by mid-year so that we will be ready when the annual and special reporting rules are approved by the SEC and become effective. We also plan to continue work on building a new system that will improve our inspection process and allow for more extensive analysis of inspection information. Angela Desmond, our Chief of Staff, will introduce Bill Wiggins, the PCAOB's Budget Officer, and Yas Masagian, Senior Budget Analyst, who will present a more detailed overview of the PCAOB's 2009 budget. Angela.
Good morning. I'm pleased to be here with Bill, and Yas is right behind us. Bill will summarize the board's 2009 budget, which is before you for approval today, but I'd like to mention just a couple things in opening. As you know, we develop the preliminary budget in July, and when we do that, it's based on only 6 months' worth of information that we use to project cost. At the time we develop that budget, there are a number of other external events underway that will have an effect on our activities in 2009. The most important, of course, is the market downturn triggered by the subprime mortgage crisis, which led to a broader market downturn and which has raised a number of complex accounting and auditing issues. The second is the Treasury's advisory committee on the auditing profession, which was considering and recently issued 16 recommendations directly to the PCAOB. The budget provides sufficient resources to make good progress on the Treasury recommendations and to respond to new events during 2009 while continuing to maintain robust inspections, enforcement, and standard-setting programs. It provides for us to hire 46 new staff next year, 41 of which are in our program areas, including the General Counsel's office, and a handful in our administrative offices. The budget also contains some reductions from the preliminary numbers, in part because we have more current information and we're able to make better estimates. We've made some reductions in travel and relocation and rotation programs, as well as a couple other areas. I want to thank the board for spending considerable time with us discussing the program issues that inform this budget. The the budget directly linked to the strategies and our strategic plan, and you have quite fairly required that we demonstrate how the budget is consistent with and necessary to achieve the programmatic and operational objectives in that plan. Thanks goes to the SEC, as Mark managed, to the SEC staff who worked with us to review the preliminary budget and provided good insights on our budget assumptions. And finally, I'd like to thank our program leaders and senior staff for their patience, their good humor, and their consistent willingness to work with us to translate their program initiatives into the numbers before you today. So I will now turn to Bill.
Great. Thanks, Angela. I'm pleased everybody seems to know the numbers as well as I do now, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time repeating them.
That's not true, but we'll accept it.
Again, as you stated, the proposed budget is for $157.6 million. And this amount represents an 8.8% increase over last year's approved level of 144.6. As Angela just said, it's based on the board's strategic plan that was finalized last spring and is organized so that the activities and resource needs of each division and office are directly linked to the goals, objectives, and initiatives established in the plan. As in prior years, the largest drivers of the budget are headcount, which accounts for roughly 70% of the budget, information technology, and rent and facilities, which accounts for another 7% for each of those. The budget will allow the PCAOB to end 2009 with a total headcount of 531 employees. This is 46 more than the current estimate for 2008. Of this amount, the Division of Registration and Inspections is anticipated to end 2009 with 276 employees, which would be 14 more than projected for the end of this year. The budget also includes $19.8 million for IT. Last year, the IT funding level was 19.1. This funding level supports several projects, including the completion of a new annual special reporting system, an inspections information system, and an inspection scheduling system, among others. It also, of course, will cover our recurring steady-state technology costs, which actually are substantial. In addition, the budget provides funds to allow the PCAOB to align its facilities commitments with its projected long-term headcount needs. In particular, the budget would allow us to buy out of one or more leases, perhaps relocate to smaller or more appropriate space, and also at least some additional space that recently became available here at HUD headquarters. That's kind of the operational stuff. The other half of this is that the accounting support fee associated with this year's budget is estimated to be $151.8 million. And last year, the support fee was $134.5. The budget also assumes that, as related to the support fee, that we will have 5 months of operating resources for 2009 in our working capital reserve fund in order to cover our costs until billing occurs. And putting this year's budget together, we worked very closely with all the divisions and office heads, and I'm sure they're all behind me, happy that this is done. So I certainly would be remiss if I didn't thank all of them for their hard work. In addition, I'd like to thank Yas, who is my right hand on all this, as has been noted, and Angela, and certainly each of you and your staff who have spent a lot of time with me and formulating the budget. So I greatly appreciate that. That's the general overview of the operations, and I'm happy to take any questions. But having said that, Mr. Chairman, I recommend that the board approve the budget before you today.
Thank you, Bill. Are there any motions regarding this matter?
Chairman?
Scratus.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approve its budget for 2009 as recommended and instruct the staff to submit it to the Securities and Exchange Commission for its consideration under Section 109 of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act.
Thank you, Bill. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Bill and Steve. The motion has been made and seconded, so the question before the board is whether to approve the budget as recommended and then submit it to the SEC for its consideration. Since our inception, the PCAOB has been careful to assure that its activities are necessary or appropriate to meet its mandates and responsibilities under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, now more fully defined in our strategic plan. Our strategic goals and objectives were the starting point for this year's budget process. They were further informed by the complex issues raised by this year's market environment as well as by the Treasury Advisory Committee recommendations. Through intense collaboration between the board and our program leaders, we developed a budget that funds our planned activities for next year with great specificity. In doing so, we have been mindful that our mission is supported by public issuers and in turn by their shareholders. Our budget office, ably led by Bill Wiggins with the support of Yas Nasagian, has provided the data and analysis necessary to build a budget that meets the PCAOB's funding needs for the coming year. Bill and Yas worked closely with SEC staff during the budget process in order to assure compliance with the Commission's budget rule for the PCAOB. I also commend our program directors and office heads for their collaboration in the budget process, their strong commitment to the PCAOB's mission, and their thoughtful stewardship of the organization's resources. Finally, as Angela suggested, I wish to extend my appreciation to the board for their active participation and support during this budget process. I would now like to open the floor for comments and questions from my fellow board members, and I think it's only appropriate that we start with Steve, who got a first look and first taste at the budget process during this year and was very actively involved in that whole process.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, as well as Bill Wiggins and Angela Desmond and Yas Nasagian, for your inclusive and thorough approach in developing the budget before us today. I support this budget. As the newest member of the board, I have benefited from the many budget discussions we have had. The development of any budget involves balance and trade-offs among the issues involved, and I appreciate your consideration of my concerns as you crafted this proposal. In my first 6 months at the board, I have been very impressed with the caliber of the PCAOB staff and the board's numerous accomplishments, including many that are not public due to confidentiality restrictions within the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. In my opinion, the fundamental accomplishment of the PCAOB has been to implement the historic shift from self-regulation of the auditing profession to its regulation by an independent oversight body as required by Sarbanes-Oxley. Growing from 0 to 9 offices and nearly 500 staff, overseeing close to 2,000 audit firms in 86 countries, the PCAOB is today the independent audit regulator for investor protection, and the PCAOB model of independent audit regulation is being replicated in many other countries throughout the world. The board's primary accomplishment is that the inspections, standards, enforcement divisions are holding firms more accountable than ever before for the quality of their audits. But clearly, more work needs to be done. I hope that during my tenure here at the PCAOB, I may assist and promote the board's efforts to bring greater transparency and accountability to the auditing profession for the benefit of the investing public. We know that 2009 will be a challenging year for the PCAOB, with issuers and auditors alike grappling with the impact of the economic downturn. Among the many complexities auditors are likely to be faced with are pension valuations, fair value measurements, accounting estimates, adequacy of disclosures, and consideration of a company's ability to continue as a growing concern, to list just a few. All these issues and more present increased financial reporting and, in turn, audit risks, and this year's budget appropriately contemplates our need to respond to these risks. It is our job to make sure that investors know the true condition of the companies they own through quality audit reports. As regulators, we will be watching carefully to make sure that auditors maintain high standards in their audits of public companies. Investors deserve no less. These objectives are reflected in the 2009 budget. The budget calls for an expenditure of $157.6 million, a 9% increase over last year's budget. Consistent with prior years, this primarily fulfills additional staffing needs. I am particularly supportive of increased funding for the PCOB's Division of Enforcement and Investigations, as well as for the Division of Registration and Inspections, the Office of the Chief Auditor, the Office of Research and Analysis, and the Office of General Counsel. The increase in staffing will help us meet our enforcement needs, inspections mandate, rulemaking endeavors, and risk monitoring responsibilities. Given the current market crisis, I believe the PCOB must be especially mindful of an increase in pressure on auditors from companies to stretch accounting and auditing principles that can amount to financial reporting fraud, the need to maintain strict compliance with independent standards and rules on the part of auditors, auditing firms' compensation plans that are not directly related to audit quality, risks associated with all audit work, including work performed abroad, and the importance of adequate supervision of auditing firm personnel to assuring quality audit quality and the need for rulemaking in this area. In addition, the 2009 budget provides resources to explore the recommendations made recently by the Treasury's Advisory Committee on the auditing profession. While all of the Treasury Committee's recommendations merit very serious consideration, let me focus on just a few. I believe the board should consider ways to improve the auditor's reporting model. As the Treasury Committee concluded, an improved auditor's report would likely give investors and analysts more relevant information about the financial statements of public companies. The committee's final report states, quote, "While there is not yet agreement as to precisely what additional information is sought by and would be useful to investors and other users of financial statements, the committee concludes that an improved auditor's report would likely lead to more relevant information for users of financial statements and would clarify the role of the auditor in the financial statement audit," close quote. I hope that the board will make significant progress next year to get us closer to rulemaking in this area. In addition, I believe that we should improve auditor accountability by adding the engagement partner's signature to the auditor's report. I appreciate your willingness, Mr. Chairman, to consider this recommendation from the Treasury Committee. Furthermore, I believe we should host more roundtable meetings. The Treasury Committee suggests additional meetings with other regulators and governmental enforcement authorities to improve our effectiveness. As you know, Mr. Chairman, I am a great believer in transparency and open forums for discussion with investor groups and other interested parties. And while we have held a number of valuable roundtables in the past on such topics as independence, internal control, and reliance, I would hope that we would hold even more in the future. In my opinion, these open roundtables, where a variety of viewpoints are expressed, are vital to our policymaking process. I appreciate that there is money in the budget that would allow us to do this, as well as to continue to host standing advisory group meetings and the small business group forums. In addition, like Mr. Gradison, I would like to see the PCOB staff host a roundtable discussion that addresses whether our schools are appropriately training and preparing accounting students, particularly given the SEC's recent effort toward adopting international financial reporting standards. The Treasury Committee also recommended several other important considerations, such as development of key audit quality indicators, the creation of a national fraud center, requiring firms to file annual reports and audited financial statements, the appointment of independent board members to firm boards, and ways to enhance competition in the industry. I support each of these recommendations and believe that they are important measures needed to improve the transparency and accountability of the auditing profession. I appreciate there being funding in the budget for our consideration of many of these initiatives. Let me end by again thanking you, Mr. Chairman, Angela, Bill, and Yas, and the staff for all your efforts. As I mentioned, I commend the inclusive nature of this 2009 budget process, and I am pleased to support the final product.